This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On this epic, historic day, Donald J. Trump about to become President of the United States. You see the video? What was he, in his 20s or 30s? And maybe, oh, I don't know. It looked like a video from the 80s. I just saw a quick clip. The point being, he said, well, maybe someday I'll be president. Oh, you never know what you wish for. They didn't see Ronald Reagan becoming president. What was it they joked about? Back to the Future? Was that the movie they joked about? Well, Ronald Reagan became president, and who was Secretary of State? Jerry Lewis. I mean, you never know what's going to happen down the road. But the fact of the matter is, the man came through North Dakota, 7,700 people, paid to see him. Whereas Bernie Sanders came in a couple of thousand won for free. He is the president. If you're the type to say he's not my president, I argue with you, he's all of our president. If you follow any social media whatsoever, it takes you about a tenth of a second to find some squabble either way. You can easily find someone who is a Trump supporter right now who will be glad to tell you they survived the last 8 years of Obama. You'll survive the next 4 to 8 of, they tend to say 8, but we'll just, for the time being, reserve the other 4. Hey, you don't know he's going to run for re-election. Maybe he'll get sick of it after four years. Who knows? You'll survive Trump. You survived Reagan. Unless you're too young and then you weren't here. I'm Todd Mitchell. Scott Hennin's roaming around D.C. looking for another bar on his phone. In the meantime, what is on your mind? 1-800-228-0550. 1-800-228-0550. If you're in Bismarck, Mandan, you can save a few digits there, 258-0550. You can text me at 701-226-8503. My attention to that may be a bit spotty today. 1 hour of What's in Your Mind, then we hit inauguration coverage on the affiliates today. As that activity gets underway about 10 Central, and by the time 11 Central hits, and actually, Rush Limbaugh's coverage will start at 10:55 Central, starting just a few minutes early. Well, El Rushbo, I mean, they don't make him any better. What one word describes how you feel today? Scott put that up on Facebook, and it's a great question. What one word describes how you feel today? I'm sure in the minds of many, the inauguration coming up in just a few minutes. The Dakota Access Pipeline protest area, the camps are supposed to be clearing off of Army Corps land. Cannonball has said, we don't want them. We want them out. Something's got to happen by March. We got a little flood situation pending. So we certainly don't want any issue there. You want daylight saving time? That's been talked about. Should North Dakota be all on Central Time? One word to describe how you feel today. Elated. Anxious. The text rolling in at 701-226-8503. I'm telling Mitchell Scott Hennon's kind of roaming around. I wonder if... Because remember when the Dakota Access Pipeline protest first started breaking out and everybody was trying to do a Facebook Live or, you know, whatever, and people weren't getting signals? And then people started thinking, wow, oh, they're getting jammed. No, they're not getting jammed. You know, you go to that area, historically the service was already spotty at best anyway. There just isn't a lot of, hadn't historically been anyway, a lot of population using cell service there. So it's not like it was blanketed for an area of what became 10,000. Had anybody known that was coming down the pike, maybe they would. And so I wonder if D.C. is just as prepared. I realize it's a much larger populace. However, you get all the various networks and talk show hosts and everybody else converging upon D.C., and suddenly they, too, in addition to the millions already there, trying to grab cell service. Yeah, might start taxing it just a little bit. One word, Trump. One word to describe what you're feeling today. Excited. Giddy. Texter says, Happy No-Bama Day. Good morning, Todd. It's nice to hear you on the radio. Oh, no, it's not. It can't be that nice. You can do better than that. Scott would be better. Thanks. I appreciate that. By one word, what would describe my feeling today is relieved. Finally going to have some common sense and some respect for the rule of law and the Constitution. And somebody representing the love for this country heading to the executive branch. It's a true blessing. So I'm relieved. Relieved is the word. The whole state should go to Mountain Time. I've heard that argument. I can't fathom Fargo-Moorhead really wanting that. East Grand Forks wanting that. That would be, I guess I'd be a little surprised if, I guess if you owned a late night adult beverage establishment in that neck of the woods, then maybe you would, because that means an extra hour of business, which was the whole reason they moved the timeline from the Missouri River westward years ago. Cautiously optimistic. Adam, I'll let you slide on that one. It is two words, but if you want to temper your optimism with some caution, I guess I can see. Confident. Anxious. Thanks, Margie. Appreciate the text. One word to describe what you're feeling today. Twitter-pated. I guess we didn't say you couldn't make up your own words. We didn't say they had to be in Merriam-Webster's dictionary. Twitter-pated. Is that anticipation of more stuff on Twitter? Am I getting that right? Emancipated. Freed. What one word are you feeling today? You can text in 701-226-8503. You can call in 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Brought to you today in part by PetroServe USA. If you're not ready to go, you need a little extra oomph today. Deli Express sandwiches, smoked ham and cheese, chuck wagon, or chicken and Swiss are $1.99 each. Mars king-size candy bars. King-size, 89 cents. King is my idea of fun size, by the way. Godiva chocolate bars, 89 cents. Kellogg's protein bars are $1.09 each. PetroServe USA, bringing you the show today. 1-800-228-0550. Mark, I'm Todd Mitchell. What is on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say I'm optimistic about Trump's inauguration, and there's some reasons why. Did you hear that Joe Biden went to Davos, Switzerland?
No.
Well, that's where these global elites gather and they discuss their global agenda. But I guess Biden was addressing a group of these people in Davos and told them that their, quote, liberal agenda is at risk, their global liberal agenda. So that's, it's just more evidence that there is kind of this globalist agenda that's threatening the sovereignty of nations, as I see it. But Trump, I think, is one of the reasons why that liberal agenda is at risk, because he's come out in opposition to three of the pillars of that liberal agenda. Hold on.
Here we go to the break on What's in Your Mind.
Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at pipers.com.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What's on your mind? I am not Scott Henin, but we can limp by for 1 hour. As difficult as that may seem, we can limp by for 1 hour and let Scott enjoy the festivities. Actually, he would be on, but try getting a decent cell signal that you can put on the radio and not have it sound like Charlie Brown's teacher or something. So
this wouldn't even have been Charlie Brown's teacher. This would have been like Optimus Prime. Like
that's the comparison I should use.
Because I tried to call him when you were talking in the first segment, and it just wasn't happening.
I need to use Optimus Prime because you're right. That is more accurate. I kind of think that if Peanuts was made today, Charlie Brown's teacher wouldn't be wah 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 wah. It would be some
Yeah.
So, but it is what it is. I still think everybody in D.C. trying to use a phone at the same time is probably going to, you know, draw down the, you know. We all know they're made for it, but, I mean, if you literally grab everybody in Washington, D.C. at one time, you do start to, it's not like they make it, so, okay, if the population, I don't know what the population is there. Let's say it's just 10 million. Let's just take a round number. And then you get in another couple hundred thousand people to cover it in various ways between the actual anchors and support people and stuff like that. And then everybody grabs their phone. Everybody starts to text. Everybody starts to call, Facebook Live, all that stuff. Little drain on the system. So. Or maybe Scott has a crappy phone. I have no idea what phone he's got. What's on your mind is brought to you in part by MyPillow. Yeah. It is, people keep asking me, okay, now tell me, you know, off the air, you know, tell me, MyPillow, really? Really? Yeah, really. It all started with Mike Lindell, the inventor. He had problems sleeping. Pills would go flat. He'd flip-flop all night. His neck would be sore when he got up or headache or something. Even though he slept 8 hours, he felt like he needed a nap. Hey, if you're going to spend a third of your life with your head on something, why not make it something good? Why wake up and look at your pillow and go, oh, I hate this thing. My pillow. He wanted a pillow where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need, regardless of your sleep position. Get you into that deep sleep faster and you stay there longer. That's the important part of the sleep you need to feel rested is to get that deep sleep. My pillow, manufactured in Minnesota, right in the United States of America. Not how much time you get in bed, it's how much of that quality sleep you get. MyPillow.com or 1-800-506-9028. 1-800-506-9028. Promo code Scott will get you the 50% savings. Machine washable, non-allergenic. The official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. 10-year warranty, will not go flat. A 60-night money-back guarantee. Try that in the box store. I have been sleeping on this pillow for 59 days. Can I get my money back, huh? Yeah, good luck with that. My pillow. I do love mine. And if you think it's just me, I often have to try to wrestle it away from my pets. I finally got my wife to give up trying to sneak it from me. The pets, on the other hand, I'm losing that battle. 1-800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. 1-800-228-0550 and what's in your mind? 701-258-0550. And the text rolling in, too. What one word are you feeling today? What are they going to do about the power grid? They better throw some extra coal in the fire. Scott is so conservative, he probably still has a Nokia 918. Oh, ouch. Text on another topic, my concern of the bill of posting on private properties that it seems to be a knee-jerk reaction to the protest down south. And again, let's make new laws instead of enforcing the trespassing laws already on the books that people don't honor. If they pass this law, then there needs to be defining boundaries around public land, state school land, national grasslands, etc., so a person can hunt the public lands, and no confusion between boundaries on all public lands surrounded by private land needs an easement for access. What one word are you feeling today? Inauguration coming up. Vindicated. The Central Time, Daylight Time thing. Love long summer nights. I like having sunlight till 10 or later. Central time, daylight saving time all year would be my vote. I like having light later in the day. Nobody likes my idea of moving the... Because when you move the clock back, you get an extra hour of sleep. What if we move it an hour back every day? But I realize that would screw up everybody. I just like the idea of extra sleep. More time with my pillow. Twitter painted comes from Disney's Bambi. Thumper, the bunny, told Flower the skunk he was Twitter painted when he was in love. I guess with the advent of Twitter, Twitter painted takes on a whole new meaning. Ecstatic. Okay. Yes, the state should change to mountain time. What's the big deal? No matter where the time zone is moved, there'll always be a border. There will always be people that can't seem to figure out how to figure out the hour difference. That's true. How many times do we all have that conversation? I say, you're in Pacific time, so that means, and everybody's going to do the math in their head. What one word are you feeling today? Text it at 701-226-8503. Proud. Elated. Thanks, JDA. Hey, Todd, I'm so full of joy, I'm bloated. Okay, I wasn't expecting bloated to be the word, but okay. Hopeful or worried or PO'd. Is PO'd a word? I'll let you get by with that, I guess. Back to Mark in Goodrich. Mark, thanks for hanging on there. We had to take care of some business.
Yeah, thanks for keeping me online there. Absolutely. I was saying, I am optimistic because, number one, Joe Biden has been in Switzerland talking to global elites, telling them their liberal global agenda is at risk. And I think that has quite a bit to do with Trump, who's come out in opposition to the three main pillars of that global liberal agenda. And number one would be this global warming, as I see it, fraud. I've studied the issue. I really think the data has been manipulated. Global warming is a fraud. Trump has basically said that. The second pillar would be these neoliberal trade policies, a.k.a. free trade, which really undermine the sovereignty of the U.S. and our ability to put our interests first when it comes to trade. Trump was obviously opposed to that. And then the third pillar of this liberal agenda would be the global war on terror. Now, Trump has come out obviously opposed to Islamic extremism. He names it, calls it what it is. He wants to crush ISIS. Praise God for that. But he has been critical of how the U.S. leaders have prosecuted the global war on terror, i.e., Trump has pointed the finger directly at Saudi Arabia. You know, that Obama goes and bows to the king of Saudi Arabia. Bush calls him an ally in the war on terror. But Saudi Arabia was definitely involved in 9/11.
Mark, hold that thought, because we're at the break. These things happen. It's What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. Best of the best in wheat and soybean research and marketing workshops will be held Tuesday, January 31st at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead and Wednesday, February 1st at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks. Researchers and extension specialists from North Dakota State University and the University of Minnesota will deliver the most current research information to help farmers make better management decisions on farms. One of the highlights will be hands-on demonstrations where farmers get a closer look at important production and marketing tools. These sessions are free and co-sponsored by North Dakota Soybean Council. CEU credits are available and pre-registration is encouraged. To register, log on to smallgrains.org and click on the Best of the Best link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
On your mind, take a break from the common and experience a bit of the extraordinary, or extraordinary if you prefer. Whether it's the rugged adventure of exploring the backcountry trail, a quest for the longest golf drive, or experiencing the rich culture and history of the region of North Dakota, the possibilities for enjoying McKenzie County are as endless as the night skies. McKenzie County Tourism. And since it's a time where maybe you can't be there right this minute, you sure can just pop on your smartphone or your computer at tourism.mckenziecounty.net for more info. tourism.mckenziecounty.net. What one word are you feeling today? It's 33 past the hour. I'm Todd Mitchell. What's in your mind? Scott Hennin on assignment in B.C., getting the whole cell phone scramble like so many probably are. Inauguration coverage coming up starting at the top of the hour. So it's kind of a one-hour what's in your mind. I feel charged. Make America great again. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate that. Fracking, oil, money. So many people have commented, oh, you know, the day Trump gets in office, the pipeline, I don't know about the day. With the ink dry, but safer, scared. Texter, feel free to elaborate on that. Who wants Scott? He'll just be talking to anti-Trump protesters or lying politicians like Burgum or Kramer. Love to hear your mellow tones. Aww. Well, thanks for that last part. I do have an area I do want to pick on with Burgum at some point. Main Street Initiative. I'd like to get a little more expansion on that. From the Twitter-pated whole new meeting, exactly. Somebody texted their Twitter-pated nice. Suspected it was a Twitter reference with, of course, Donald J. Trump tending to talk on Twitter a lot. We've discussed this. I firmly believe if Ronald Reagan were the guy taking office today, he'd be on social media. Because what did he do? He came directly to the people. He wanted to get a message out there. It was the evening All Networks press conference, and he talked straight to the American people. Not go to the press room, tell the press, let the press do what they want with it, because things can be twisted. Even back in 1981, we knew that. let alone today. So it makes a lot of sense in this day and age. We have the immediacy and the short circuit to get right into people's eyes, ears, brains with social media. This isn't 1965 where it's got to be, you know, David Brinkley or Picker, Walter Cronkite, pick your favorite network guy. This isn't a world anymore where, whoop, it's 5:30, let's go watch the news, otherwise we won't have the first clue what's going on. It's not a society where, oh, they got the newspapers here, because I don't know what the... Having all the tools we have now, it makes you wonder how in the world we ever survived getting news back then, because think of how long we have this immediacy that we just never have had. What one word are you feeling today? Text me at 701-226-8503. Relieved. Okay, wait a minute. Just because you take several words and combine them into one word? Not in need of a safe space. Texted as one word. Well, relieved. Obama's gone, we survived. DAPL completed. What one word are you feeling today? That's five words, maybe, but blessed. What one word are you feeling today? You can text in at 701-226-8503. I know, Mark, you've been holding on. Mark, I got to get a few more people in who all are also holding on. Word of the day, Troy on the road. What's on your mind?
Supreme.
Supreme?
Yes.
Expand on that.
Well, you can add a second word if you want to, but you're feeling pretty supreme today.
You're feeling pretty supreme today.
Yeah, number one reason I wanted to see Trump get in was the Supreme Court.
Ah, I thought that's where you were probably headed.
Yeah.
We all knew in the campaign that the next president was going to be affecting a Supreme Court for the next generation or so.
Absolutely.
If not beyond. So, perfect. Troy, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
You take care. Have a good day. Tim and Botno, one word. What's on your mind?
I don't have one word, but other than excited, so I'll stick with that. But, yeah, this is a good day. I've always said, even during the Clinton administration, and now we got through with Obama, it's finally good to have adults back in the White House. The adults can take over the situation again and get things under control. Dealing with kids, that's what it seems like we've dealt with for the last 8 years, is no one in charge of anything. I remember when I was young, now we're talking 70s, our parents would go to a farmers union convention for the weekend, and so all the kids were left home alone, and all the teenagers got together. And even back then, I knew, well, we would party, but this is chaos. It'll be different when the parents get back at home. And this is the same situation now. It's good to have adults back in the White House, take control of things. Because this is total chaos, or was total chaos. But I have a question for you, Todd.
Oh, sure, sure, shoot.
Why don't you fill in when Scott's not there? I mean, your theology is the same, your philosophy is the same, your ideology is all the same.
We have a few differences, but I think it's good to get some other voices on, and certainly for the sake of K-Fire, if we have me on this and then we have me in the afternoon in the cafe, then we're probably hitting Todd overload. I wouldn't want to listen to me for 5-6 hours a day, and that's crazy, but no, I'm just I'm teasing. Well, I appreciate the compliment.
But you have to admit, though, all you guys that work there are, to me, the same caliber of person. I mean, so I think we would get the same. I know we get you in the afternoon, but some of us have to work when we're supposed to be working in the morning.
No, no, work. Where do you need a different job then? I'm just kidding. Yeah. Scott and I are very, very close on a great many things. A few minor differences here and there, at least what I see is minor. Maybe they wouldn't be, but nothing that would, you know, change the whole trajectory of what's in your mind if suddenly we're... Well, isn't it good that we have a backup plan? Because otherwise Manny has to do it, and then Manny's probably going to go crazy the day he has to suddenly fill in.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you remember, but I don't know, last spring sometime, it was my son had just gotten out of the military, and so Kevin Kramer was on, so I talked to him about my son was trying to get a hold of VA and get to the right phone numbers, and he had 16 phone numbers and couldn't get the right person. Well, Kevin Kramer happened to be on that day, and took care of it right now. The following afternoon, my son was going to college in Wahpeton, and he got a call. My son got a call on his cell phone from the VA. And it is so good to see not only people say, give me your number, I'll take care of it, but then actually take care of it.
Isn't that what we're all about in North Dakota anyway? And you're right. He is very good about that.
Right.
I wish I would have been rolling video on my phone the day I told him he could put an election sign on my lawn. I live not too far from the Capitol and on a pretty busy street, so it'd be advantageous. And lo and behold, on a Sunday morning, my wife looks out and goes, "What's Kevin Kramer doing in our front yard?" And I just wasn't quick enough because it caught me so off guard. But I opened the door and go, what are you doing? I'm putting a sign out. Oh, great, great. He said, "Hey, you wouldn't see Hovind doing this himself, would you?"
Yeah, isn't that funny?
That would have been a priceless moment.
But when you talk to him, he's average like us. It's just... Yeah,
he's funny. A good guy. You know what? And if he says he's going to help you, he's going to help you. He takes, and you know, and he's mentioned it, and he's absolutely right. Show me a sitting congressman anywhere in the country that comes right onto the radio live, call the show, basically taking cold calls.
Right.
And you know, you've got direct access. These guys don't tend to do that. Anywhere in the nation.
And you don't know what they're going to throw at you from minute to minute.
Exactly.
It could be any question. That's like...
It could get a very ugly conversation. And, yeah, handlers will tell a politician, don't put yourself in a situation that could get ugly. And from a PR standpoint, that's probably smart. You don't want that to be somebody's internal snapshot of getting, you know, ripped into on a phone call on the radio. I get that. But Kevin puts himself right there.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah, boy, I'm driving in Botno now, and it is foggy.
Hey, I was going to mention this at the top of the show. If you're driving in thick fog, turn your headlights on. I can't believe how many, and it was dark when I came to work, and super foggy, real thick. And I found a whole bunch of people without their lights on. Are you kidding me?
Well, I happen to have one of them vehicles that your lights are on all the time, you know, so I never... In fact, my other one was like that, too. But, yeah, it's amazing coming here now toward in town and vehicles fast, need no lights on. But, yeah, it's foggy.
People.
So you have the fog down there?
Oh, gosh, yes. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're not hogging it up. Don't worry. Hey, Tim, thanks for the call. I'll be squeezed one more in before we hit the break. Gary Scranton, what's on your mind?
I'm calling. I'm all for getting rid of daylight savings time, but I live in the mountain time zone, and we're in the right time zone according to how the sun is, and most people complain about the mountain time zone live in the central time zone, and the central time zone should be right west of Valley City.
All right, there we go. Gary Stratton, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. More What's in Your Mind on the way.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Winter months have the most crashes and pose unique safety risks and hazards for drivers. This week's Safety Minute features Kelly Lieben, a major with the Burley County Sheriff's Department, giving tips to keep you safe this winter season.
It's surprising how many cars you'll see during a period of blowing snow or fog, just any type of limited visibility where they're driving without headlights. And so I think that's probably the two things people can do to protect themselves. Slow down and make yourself more visible to the other drivers on the roadway. Be careful. Slow down. If you don't have to drive during adverse weather, stay home. Nobody's life is worth getting someplace. So just monitor what's going on with the weather and follow that speed limit.
For more winter driving safety tips, go to www.ndsc.org/home and community. That's ndsc.org.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there? Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Good morning. Todd, my word would be optimistic. But really, I feel like Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz. I woke up this morning and found out that nightmare's probably going to be over now, and hopefully we'll get back to the way life used to be. So, anyway, have a good day.
Good morning, Todd. Good to hear you. I was reading a North Dakota history book of short stories last night, and Mitzel show up around Napoleon, and Mitzel show up around Bismarck, and there's some up by Pettibone, Woodworth area. I was just wondering what your background was. You got to be a North Dakota guy, that's for sure.
Yes. I got to be a North Dakota guy. Well, the last 20 years...
I consider myself one, born and raised in Minnesota, but I was not given a choice. But I moved away from Minnesota almost as much as Minnesota moved away from me. How about that? 10 till the hour. Inauguration coverage coming up at the top of the hour. It's kind of a one-hour What's in Your Mind Today, brought to you by Petroserve USA. You decide that's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at Petroserve USA locations, and you get to decide E15, E10, E85, E30, E40, unleaded. You get the choice at the pump at Petroserve locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Look for the red, white, and blue banner, Petroserve USA. The folks that help America fuel better because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields and North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you the choice of the pump. Simple as that. Come into the store for some great savings always. The 4 for $4 special, for instance. $4 items, $4. Personal pan pizza. Hot stuff, one of the best. 20-ounce drink of your choice. 2 delicious cookies. Pizza pop cookies, $4 all day, every day. Petroserve USA, tell them. Well, it says to tell you, tell them Scott Hennin sent you. You can tell him Todd Mitchell sent you. I'm just not sure it's going to get you as far as it would if you said Scott Hennin sent you. Hopeful. What is one, your one word today? Text me at 701-226-8503. That statement on Minnesota, my friend, well put. And I realize both on AM 1100 The Flag and on K-Fire 550, we've got plenty of listeners in Minnesota. I don't think it's used so much as like the Twin Cities area. But what is the purpose for the time change? I live in Western North Dakota. What does this mean? Are we going ahead 2 hours or just one this spring if this passes? It's obvious both you and Scott married up, far up. It's absolutely true with me. I'm not saying it's not true with Scott. I'm just not going to, you know, speak for Scott. Reagan would have been on social media. Remember what he said? You may think I'm old and old-fashioned and don't understand your computers and technology, but just remember whose generation invented it. One word today, excited. Why does Scott go everywhere and you just go to small town cafes? He goes overseas on travel groups. I like small towns. I love North Dakota. Bemused, the word for today. Hopeful, the word for today. Who's going to pay for my therapy dog crayons and aromatherapy? Conflicted. Glad about the inauguration, but upset about the time zone issue again. Deplorable. Bye, Felicia. One word of the day. Oh, happy day. One word. Patriotic. One word.
Bye, Felicia. Wow.
I know. John and Fargo, what is on your mind?
Well, mine excludes the military and the police because they're special and they deserve no commentary on them. I'll pray for their best status. Mine is anticipation. My anticipation of watching Donald Trump suck the blood out of the enthusiasm in the people in this country that voted for him. He's going to be, I believe, a disgrace as president. And watching people dance on the head of a pin trying to support him and realizing that man has no morals and no base, very little soul, I believe. It's just going to be interesting. And we'll survive. We're a great country. We'll survive Donald Trump. But I have to say, I'm probably going to enjoy seeing some people eat their words, which they never will, because if they took any lessons from Donald Trump, it's never to apologize.
Time will tell. He's a better He's a more humble man in the social dinner party type of setting than the East Coast brawler thing we tend to see. But, John, thanks for the call. Got to squeeze one more in at least here before we hit the end of the show as we go to inauguration coverage in minutes. Doug and Mandan, what's on your mind?
Hey, the word for the day is encouraged. Encouraged because we have a change of administration that is going to make some good things happen. And secondly, encouraged from the word we got today from the poor people who live in Cannonball who have been abused and treated like crap by the protesters.
No doubt. Doug, thanks. We got to cut it short there. Network coverage of the inauguration is on the way next year.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Best place ever because you have some fun things like the Olhausen game tables. Tell me about it.
I know I'm a sales guy, but it is the best pool table made, period. And here's the fun thing about Olhausen. They'll not only customize your own pool table, whatever you want on it, however you want it stained, whatever wood you want to use, but they can make a matching shuffleboard table, matching foosball table, matching game table. They can do the whole thing for you. So their whole room can be done specifically and designed specifically how you and your family want it.
You sell more Bison logos or UND logos?
Bison right now. When the Fighting Sioux were out there, it was definitely more Fighting Sioux tables. But, you know, right now, I'd give the edge to the Bison.
Vikings tables, they've got them all. And, folks, right now's the time to buy because no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later, bubble hockey. Air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables too at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.